Welcome to the Townships at 12. I'm Maureen, and I will be with you for the next hour here on theCUBE 88.9 FM here in the Townships. On today's show, I will talk with Stephen Lopri. He's a local businessman who belongs to the group called Friends of the Gators. The group is involved in sports, and they have a strong sense of giving back to the community. In the second half hour, I will talk with a very impressive and hardworking young man who is campaigning to be the next Lenoxville Borough President, Kerwin St-Jean. I will also have some community event announcements, some health news, and some music. We will start the show today with a song called The Hockey Song, and it's by Tom Connors.
Hello out there, we're on the air, it's hockey night tonight. Tension grows, the whistle blows, and the puck goes down the ice. The goalie jumps and the players bump and the fans all go insane. Someone roars, Bobby scores at the good old hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old hockey game. Second period, where players dash with skates aflash, the home team trails behind. But they grab the puck and go bursting up, and they're down across the line. They storm the crease like bumblebees, they travel like a burning flame. We see them slide the puck inside, it's a 1-1 hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old hockey game. Third period, last game in the playoffs too. Oh, take me where the hockey players face off down the rink, and the Stanley Cup is all filled up for the champs who win the drink. Now the final flick of a hockey stick and a one gigantic scream. The puck is in, the home team wins the good old hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old hockey game.
Today, we're really excited to have with us Stephen Lopri, a dedicated wealth advisor and active member of the local business community. Stephen is also part of the Friends of the Gators, a group supporting the Bishop's University women's hockey team. Coming up on September 6th, there's a special charity hockey game at Bishop's University, where the Gators will face off against the Friends of the Gators team, all in support of this talented national championship-winning team, the Lady Gators hockey team. We'll be talking to Stephen about the event, its significance, and how the community can get involved. Maureen Dillon Teasdale for theCUBE, and today I'm really pleased to welcome local businessman Stephen Lopri to the Townships at 12. Now, Stephen owns a business, he's a wealth advisor, and he's going to be involved in a very special event coming up on September 6th at the Bishop's University Arena, the Jane and Eric Molson Arena. We'll start by asking you a little bit about yourself. By the way, thank you, Stephen, for doing the interview. Could you tell us a little bit about yourself and your role as a wealth advisor and businessman in the community?
Yeah. Yes, well, thank you for having me. I would say 30 years that I'm working into the wealth advising in the region. And 20 some years ago, we started a group that we decided to, you know, give back to the community. And by the same time, we decided to play sports. During the winter, we're playing hockey. During the summer, we're playing golf. And we're the group, the heart group, would say 20 some people and all businessmen. And we decide every year to give back to students or a group of young person or people in the needs. Or we decide every year and that's what we're doing.
Okay, so that's the group is called the Friends of the Gators group, I guess.
Exactly, yes.
Okay, so you sponsor mostly things to do with the Gator Sports Bishop's University?
Yes. And we're doing some other stuff too. We're friends of the Gators and friends of the Cougars, and also we dedicated some money to other foundation. But yes, we're definitely friend of the Gators, and that's why we created that event with Jacqueline Bellot from Bishop to talk a little bit. And when we decided to add that to the annual amount that we give to the Lady Gators, the hockey team.
Okay.
Because the thing is, with the lady, I think that there's the only sport, well, it's a new sport at Bishop, and it's the only sport, I think, that is not totally fun, but by the university. So that I think that the girls have to give a little bit to being part of the team. So we help them with that. So
okay, yeah. That is really nice. I didn't know that. That's interesting. Now, the event coming up on September 6th, it's happening at the Jane and Eric Molson Arena on the campus of Bishop's University. And could you tell us a little bit about the idea of organizing the charity hockey game between the Bishop Skaters, the ladies hockey team? They'll be playing your group, Friends of the Gators. And how did that come to life? Tell us a little bit about the organization of this.
All right. Well, as you know, the Lady Gators, they're the national champion. And every year we give about, I think it's $12,000 that we give to the Lady Gators every year. Not only me, the group, you know, all the businessmen that we give that. But it costs a lot to them to win to the national. And we decided to do a little bit more this year. And I said to Jackie, why won't we arrange a game that can be fun and also a way to, you know, generate another amount, you know, for them. And we're gonna add $4,000 more to what we give every year for that specific day.
Okay, that's quite a bit. Now, what does this event mean to you and the local community?
Well, we think that it's good to have our group know a little bit more of what we're doing with the money that we generate, and to be implicated, you know, into the community. And also, I think it will be fun for the Lennoxville people and the parents of the girls to know a little bit more of our group, you know, and exchange and meet and, you know, we think it will be fun.
I think it will be a lot of fun. Now, the game is free. It's on September 6th. What time does it start?
It starts at 12.
Okay.
There's a warm-up. We're doing like a real game, you know, a warm-up, a flood after that, and, you know, the national anthem. We're doing the old shebang.
Okay. Now, donations are, of course, accepted, $5 minimum, they suggest.
Yes, and they will give, I think they will give a tax receipt for that, right? Because it will go through the foundation. So every amount that you give, the people will receive a tax receipt for that. So it's a win-win.
It is a win-win. Do you practice a lot for hockey?
Well, our group are playing during the summer. We're playing twice a week, and during the winter, we're playing three times a week.
Okay, so that keeps you all in shape then?
We're supposed to.
Okay.
Doesn't always show, but we're supposed to.
That's good, though. Now, what kind of impact do you hope this event will leave on the team and the community?
Well, we hope that it will help them gather more people to the games, having more people involved, having more donators, having more sponsors. We even in our room, in our group, we hope that it will help maybe some of the business to get a little bit more implicated, or give a little bit more, know the girls, know the a little bit more about the teams. And like I said, I'm not totally sure, but I think that they have to chip in. Like I said, I think it's, there's the only sports, only team at Bishop that have to chip in to cover all the fees. So because it's a new sport, it's the last sport came in, and you know, with the cuts and that they endure. So every dollar counts for them. So that's why we decided to create that event. So, you know, give more, but create that event to have a little bit of fun at the same time, and know a little bit more of the girls, and to have the girls know a little bit more about us.
Mm-hmm. I think it's important to create the public recognition of these sports teams. It's very important. Now, there is a free skate after for the public. Tell us about that.
Yes, well, the what's going to happen. It's called Skate with the Champs. So after the game, the local community, the young will have the chance to skate with all the champs, the national champion. I don't know if the people realize, but to be national champion after 3 years of having that team, it's a miracle. They did a miracle. They start with Dominique Desmarais, and then after that the other groups, and so they work hard, and it's quite an accomplishment what they did. And so we hope that the people understand that and are getting behind the team.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Now there's going to be a chance for photos with the team and with the trophy too, so people can come before the game and take some photos.
Yes, and some of the players will be available to for taking those photos with them. So that's fun.
Mm-hmm. It is going to be a lot of fun. So these events are really very important for supporting local sports teams and fostering community spirit too, I would imagine.
Exactly. Just like you said, it's very important. And it created bond. It's created, memories, and they will find that it's a very high quality level of hockey for people who haven't seen the girls playing. It's where us were a little bit old. There's a lot of guys that played in high level of hockey, but we're old. But you'll see that the girls are very good. It's a very high level of hockey.
Interesting. Any other upcoming projects or initiatives that the Friends of the Gators will be involved in?
Well, like we said, every year we give like 12,000, and we're doing that by all the money that we generate during the winter with our hockey event. We're playing three times a week. We also give to the young hockey team at the Cougars also. Mm-hmm. And sometimes if there's a student or somebody from the university that need help for whatsoever reason, we get involved too. We try to get involved. We try to do something. 2 years ago, there was a student that had cancer, wasn't able to work during the summer, wasn't able to get, the money to tuition and to pay his sports. So we decide to cover his whole year of spending. Every year we try to do something special for a student, for a group, for a team. But the lady, definitely the lady Gators hockey team, we're sponsoring them every year.
Okay. And I was reading that a lot of the Friends of the Gators, some of you own part of the Phoenix team too?
Yes, there's... Yeah, I think there are four of them are playing with us, are involved with us, our friends. So the Phoenix is an organization that get involved with us. So they're not front runners with what we're doing, but they're definitely with us, and they're definitely being part of what we're doing every time. Yeah, they're putting money and time with us all the time.
Okay. Now, if people want to get a bit more involved and support the Friends of the Gators beyond this event, how can they do this?
Well, they can reach either Jackie Bello directly at Bishop, or they can reach me at my office. I can give you the phone number if you want.
Okay.
819-780-8555. And yes, we're open for ideas. We're open for... tags for donation or doing stuff. So anybody that can have ideas or wants to get involved, they can reach us, and definitely we can do something.
Okay, that is great. Anything else you'd like to add before we go?
Just that we invite all the people to come and see us play against the ladies. It will be a fun day. It's not a competition. It's going to be a fun game. It's a charity game, so don't think that it's going to be a there's not going to be rough stuff going on, but it's going to be a fun day.
Okay, it sounds like a lot of fun. So that happens September 6th at the Jane and Eric Molson Arena, at Bishop's University. And come out and see the Friends of the Gators play against the women's hockey team at Bishop's. And they are champions, too. So thanks very much, Stephen Lompre, and all the best on the event and the upcoming projects you have.
Thank you. Thank you for having me today. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Have a great day. Bye-bye. Stop trying to turn me off. I want it on. And I'm walking on a wire, trying to go higher. Feels like I'm surrounded by clowns and liars. Even when I give it all away, I want it all. Cause they are all the same. See, I would rather we just go a different way than play the game. And no matter the weather, we can do it better. You and me together forever and ever. We don't have to worry about a thing, about a thing.
That song was by Pink, Just Like Fire. And next up, we have some community announcements for you here on the Townships at 12. You're listening to The Cube 88.9 FM. September 6th at 12 p.m. at the Jane and Eric Molson Arena, a special event will be taking place between the Bishop's Gators women's hockey team and the Friends of the Gators, a group of local business leaders rallying behind the student athletes. Admission is free. Donations are warmly encouraged. Suggested minimum is $5. All donations will receive a tax receipt, and every dollar goes directly towards supporting the national championship winning team. Before the game, fans can take photos with some of the team members and the championship trophy. And after the match, lace up for a community skate with the team. If you want more information and make a donation, simply go to the Bishop's University webpage. It's the 45th anniversary of the Lennoxville Quilters annual quilt show coming up on Friday, September 5th, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturday, September 6th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Grace Village, located at 1550 15 Pleasant View in Sherbrooke. Quilts on display for sale, demonstrations, boutique, bistro vendors, quilts of valor, gourmet basket straw, and door prizes. Visit Domain Uplands Estate to see the latest historical exhibits offered by the Lennoxville Ascot Historical and Museum Society. Township's Traditional Crafts continues to be on view with some additions. Our cabinet display in the parlor showcases the Lennoxville Carpet Bowling Club's trophies. For a closer look at the trophy winners, name plaques, a photograph album is available. Opening hours, Thursday to Sunday, 10 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. at 9 Speed Street in the borough of Lennoxville. For more information, you can call 819-564-0409. Roller Derby Sherbrooke celebrates Pride in Sherbrooke, a special match coming up on September 13th at College Mont Notre Dame. The Sherbrooke Roller Derby League invites the public to attend a high-energy, colorful match presented in collaboration with Sherbrooke Pride and Montreal Roller Derby. Saturday, September 13th, doors open at 7 p.m., first whistle, 7:30 p.m. at College Mont Notre Dame, located at 114 Cathedral Street in Sherbrooke. This match is part of the Sherbrooke Pride festivities and promises an evening full of energy, diversity, and sportsmanship. In addition to the sporting spectacle, attendees will enjoy refreshments. Tickets are on site the evening of the match. Roller derby is a full contact sport played on roller skates that combines physical intensity, strategy, and teamwork. The Sherbrooke Roller Derby League stands out for its values of inclusion, kindness, and self-empowerment. Operation Shredding, 2025 Free and Secure. This happens at 1255 Queen Victoria Boulevard in Sherbrooke. Sunday, September 14th, 8:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. Come and destroy your personal documents, bank statements, tax returns, etc. Safe thanks to a shredder on site. To avoid congestion, prioritize the afternoon if you have a lot of papers. Estuary Harvest and Estuary Aid will be on site to collect your donations of money and clothes. And we have some news from the ANAF Unit 318, the hut over on St. Francis Street. The next unit meeting will be taking place on Wednesday, September 24th at 7 p.m. Open to all members, your chance to find out about all the things going on and have your say. Country Music with Sid Aulis, every Sunday in September at 1:30 p.m. Admission is $10. You must be 18 years and over. Cribbage League, Thursday nights, starting September 11th at 6:30 p.m. For more information, call Patsy, 819-837-3057, or Camille, 819-837-1385. The canteen returns on September 12th, every Friday, starting at 5 p.m. Dance with Slightly Haggard, Sunday, September 20th, starting at 8 p.m. Open to all, you must be 18 years and over. Sunday brunch, September 28th, from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. Bacon, sausages, ham, eggs, pancakes, and baked beans. Bookings. They have dates available for rental of the hall. Contact calendar director, Nina, at ninars24@gmail.com. And if you're thinking of getting involved with an organization this fall and winter, consider the hut. The 71st St. Francis Valley Plowing Match will be held at the Mason Rise Incorporated Farm, Levi and Catherine Mason's Place, 893 Chemin Ely, in Melbourne, on Saturday, September 27th at 9 a.m. The prize distribution will be at the same location on Sunday, October 5th, from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. I'd like to thank my guest in the first half hour today, Stephen Lopri, local businessman, and he's with the group Friends of the Gators. I'd like to thank Stephen for sharing all the details about this fantastic community event coming up to support the local sports team, the Lady Women Gators hockey team. They are national champions. And don't forget, come out on the 6th. It starts at noon. If you want pictures, come a little bit before. And thanks, Stephen. It's wonderful to see local businesses and community members coming together to support such a great cause. We encourage everyone to come out on September 6th, enjoy the game, take part in the community skate, and help raise funds for these remarkable young athletes. We'll close the first half hour of today's show with a song. It's by Queen, We Are the Champions. Stay tuned. We'll hear the news with Derek Bullard, and we'll be right back with part two of the Townships at 12 for today. And we'll be speaking with Kerwin's St. Sean. He is going to be running in the upcoming municipal elections in Lennoxville. That happens on November 2nd. And he wants to be the next Lennoxville Borough President.
Thank you all, but it's been no bed of roses.